abiding in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Parenting in Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another episode of our series Parenting in Islam. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "Whoever recites Salat upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. And whoever recites Salat upon me 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 100 blessings upon him. And whoever recites Salat upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will write between both his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire. And Allah Azza wa Jal will keep him with the martyrs on the Day of Judgment." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, a poet has said, "Un par durood jin ko kase be kasan kahe, un par salam jin ko khabar be khabar ki hai." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, make the firm intention to keep on reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in abundance, especially during the holy month of Ramadan. Now, let's make some intentions before listening to this episode, because the Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, "Niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali," that is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, make as many good intentions as possible. Firstly, make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. You will listen to this episode to learn the Islamic principles. Whatever you learn in this episode, you'll try to implement it and you'll try to share it with your family and friends. And you'll watch this episode till the very end. And whenever you hear Sallu ala al-Habib, you will recite Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And when you hear Tubu ilallah, you will recite Astaghfirullah. And make as many good intentions as possible. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is Rights of Women in Islam. Now, in the previous episode, we heard about the upbringing of daughters and the Prophet's compassion towards daughters. Now, in that context, we will also learn about the rights of women, the rights of women that Islam has given us and the importance of women in Islam. Islam is not the name of only a few beliefs and carrying out some obligatory acts, but it teaches humans the golden principles of life and blesses them with the light of knowledge, provides them salvation from the darkness of ignorance. Islam guides humans in all the phases of life. Islam has not only stated the rights of others, but it has also brought salvation for women. Those women who were the victims of the society in the pre-Islamic era, Islam has saved women from the cruelty, oppression, and injustice of the society and has given them all the permissible rights from which they used to remain deprived of. In short, the status of women has been raised by Islam in the society by granting them respect which they could not even imagine in the pre-Islamic era. Women were in a very terrible condition before Islam. They had no respect and importance in the world. Women would serve men day and night in different ways, and whatever they would earn after working hard, they would give to men. But even then, the cruel men did not esteem the women, but rather they would beat them brutally. For a small reason, they would cut the nose, ear, and other body parts, and sometimes even they would kill them. After the death of the father, the way sons used to become the owners of his property and possessions, similarly, they used to become the owners of his wives and would keep them forcefully as their female slaves. After Islam, Islamic women got relieved from such oppressions. Women were not allowed to get any share from the inheritance of their parents, brothers and sisters or husbands, nor could they become the owners of anything else. In order to stop the cruelty and injustice which were being done to women before Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal sent the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to this world with Islamic commandments, with the blessed arrival of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A unique revolution took place in the whole world, and the sorrows and difficulties of helpless and powerless women were overcome. When our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to this world with the religion Islam from Allah Azza wa Jal, fortune smiled on the miserable women. Thanks to Islam, the status of women who were being the victim of cruel men have been elevated so much so that they have been given a great status in acts of worship and other matters. But they have also got the great status in every stage of life and death and in every situation. Like the rights of men, women rights were also established. Allah Azza wa Jal sent His commandments for the protection of women rights. Muslim women got the rights of ownership. They became the owner of the money of their mehr, trade and other properties. Islamic women were declared the heirs in the inheritance of their parents, brothers, sisters, husbands and sons. In short, the women who were extremely helpless and powerless, humiliated and disrespected and had no status in the eyes of men, became the peace of the heart of men and the queen of their homes. The Holy Quran has declared in clear words, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, He created spouses for you from yourselves, for you to gain rest from them, and kept love and mercy between yourselves. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the status of daughters in the pre-Islamic era was really pathetic. Before Islam, daughters were treated worse than animals. Sometimes they were even buried alive as soon as they were born, because in that barbaric society, the birth of a daughter was considered to be the cause of embarrassment. At times when someone would find out that a baby girl had been born in his home, he would not face people for many days contemplating what he should do in this manner. Should I bear the disgrace and bring up the daughter, or should I bury her alive to save myself from the embarrassment? It is stated in the Holy Quran, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, and when one of them receives the glad tidings of daughter, his face turns black for the day and he remains seething, hiding from the people because of the evil of the tidings. Will he keep her with disgrace or bury her beneath the earth? Very evil is the judgment they impose. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who brings up three daughters or sisters in a way that he teaches them manners and treats them with the kindness until Allah Azza wa Jal makes them independent, that is, they get married, Allah Azza wa Jal makes paradise wajib upon him. Upon hearing this, a blessed companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if someone brings up two girls, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, same is the reward for him. The narrator has said, even if people had asked about one girl, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would have said the same about it. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is important at this point to discuss the status of mothers in Islam. Woman in the form of mother is a great personality whose presence brings about blessings. Who is the beauty of the home and the peace of the home is established because of her. If the mother is seen with love, the reward of one accepted Hajj is obtained. Serving her brings about the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Without her, the home seems deserted. She has given birth to great personalities like the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the pious predecessors rahimahumullahu ta'ala. There is no limit of the favors of the mother. The mother remains patient in difficulties. Mother sacrifices her desire for the sake of children's desires. Mother undergoes the hardship of giving upbringing to children, pregnancy, delivery, childbirth, breastfeeding, and waking up at nights. Mother herself sleeps hungry, but does not let her children sleep hungry. In short, a mother bears everything for the sake of her child, but unfortunately, in return, she only gets pain and troubles. The rights of the mother have been violated, and injustice has been done to her in every phase of life, especially in the old age. The kind of treatment she received in the old age cannot even be imagined and makes our hair stand on end. So it is Islam which first of all talked about the status of woman, then told the whole world that mother is the respectable personality whose rights have to be fulfilled. The pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is concealed in the pleasure of mother. No matter how high the post or status a person attains, he is not free from the obedience to mother. A person came in the blessed court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who deserves more good treatment from me? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Your mother. He again humbly asked, Who is after her? It was replied, Your mother. He humbly asked a third time, Who is after her? This time the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also replied the same, Your mother. He again humbly asked, Who is after her? Then the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Your father. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's conclude our episode by listening to the status of wives in Islam. Before Islam, wife was also kept as mortgage for money and possessions like animals and other goods. These unfortunate women were in great trouble due to their powerlessness, and no society and civilization ever solved their problems. But then the religion of Islam came with the arrival of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which not only brought salvation to them from the cruelty and injustice, but it also established women's rights upon men. It is Islam that has declared the relationship which is established between man and women through nikah, the protector of half of the faith of men. It is Islam that has given the ownership of the haq mehr given to them by their husbands and the inheritance of their husbands in case of being a widow. Islam has not discouraged the thought for husband, wife is a disrespectful being, but rather Allah Azza wa Jal has said that the wives are the source of husband's comfort and peace. Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded husbands about wife, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, and deal with them kindly. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Islam has declared the person best who treats his wife well. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the best is he who is better for his wife, and I am better than all of you for my wife. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we make dua in the court of Allah Almighty. Concluding this episode, that may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to fulfill the responsibilities of our wives, daughters and mothers, and may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to respect our women in the light of Islam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. We'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Parenting in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah.